Namaste Namaha. Good evening. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. You can still see the full moon there, the remnants of the full moon. So we had a double full moon in Aries. And Aries, the sign, is all about fire. So maybe you have noticed in the last days and weeks, it has been a little bit intense. The energies have been a little bit intense. Maybe a lot of changes in your life. That is quite normal. And part of the self-care regime is all about letting go. What do we mean by letting go? There's a specific philosophy and specific terms on how we deal with it in the yogic world. Letting go means like you have done your best, your utmost best as you could. You showed up for yourself, you showed self-discipline, you have worked hard, worked smart, and the outcome is not really in your hands. And you just need to let go. You need to trust. You need to trust the process, the universe, spirits, divine, whatever you want to call it. And just let go and see what happens next. And this is a lot going on now. A lot of people here on uncertainty. The world is going totally crazy. It's shifting in every single way. And we see that everything that we're trying to maybe do or plan does not work out the way how we want it to. And there's a reason why. So just trust. Trust the journey that there's a reason why things maybe don't work out the way how you want. And you will notice that later on why it was actually for the better that things did not pan out the way how you actually wished them to pan out. And I do know, especially as a Virgo, I'm a Virgo and I like to control everything and I like to organize everything, and it's risk management. And sometimes we can't. You just need to let go and you just trust. But it does not mean that we do not work hard or smart or don't show up for oneself. Now, I've seen a lot of people around me going through tough times, really tough times, and financially, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, and things just do not work out as they wish for them to work out. And the only thing is, if you see people around you where it you know, they feel distraught or frustrated, self-care means also being able to hold space not only for oneself but also holding space for others. It's a reason why people come to our lives. It's a mirror effect. Because there's still remnants within ourselves that exactly mirror and reflect what we still have to work on. So if someone comes to you and it's like, okay, I really don't know what to do. I feel like I've done everything. It's this person's fault, this person's fault. There's this notion of self-victimization, which still happens a lot. And believe me, I still fall into that too, you know, that I victimize myself, that it's not my fault. Switch and change and pivot your energy and your frequency, because like attracts like. Remember, there's a reason why we actually attract certain circumstances and lessons again, because we have not closed that specific cycle. We call it also the karmic cycle. It will repeat itself again and again and again. Until we actually finally figure out, whoa, I'm not going to do the same mistake again. I'm going to step back. I'm going to observe. I'm going to reflect. I'm going to contemplate. And I'm just going to change. And that's where change really takes place. And this is where we have to find ourselves and embrace change. Namaste, Namaha.